Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Birdwood United Church. We pray that today this will be a very special time for each and every one of us as we join in worship of our great God. I hope that you feel able to sit or stand in your lounge room or study or wherever it is you're joining in with us and to sing to your God who is faithful to you forever. We're going to start with forever.
Above all things, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Of God we will carry on, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are faithful. And you have always been faithful. And you will always be faithful. And we thank you that you are here with us here and now, through it all. We thank you that you stand alongside us and you work in our hearts and you prepare us for our forever home with you. We give you our praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. To that. And it's a very exciting day for us at Birdwood United Church because today is our last day in the Psalms, at least for a while. And so this morning I just want to share with you Psalm number 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise Him in the sanctuary, praise Him in the mighty heavens, praise Him. All the earth praise Him. Praise Him in His awesome power. Praise His great and holy name. Praise Him. The whole world praise Him. From the rising of the sun, let His praise be heard. From the east to the west and the north to south, let everything that has breath praise the Lord forever. Let everything in my soul praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord forever. Let everything in my soul praise the Lord. Him in the sanctuary, praise Him in the mighty heavens, praise Him. All the earth praise Him. Praise Him in His awesome power. Praise His great and holy name. Praise Him. The whole world praise Him. From the rising of the sun, let His praise be heard. From the east to the west and the north to south, let everything that has breath praise the Lord forever. Let everything in my soul praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord forever. Let everything in my soul praise the Lord.
We have so much to praise God for, from the beauty of His creation that we see around us to the incredible love that He showed us by sending His Son to die on the cross in our place, to the future hope that He gives us of a world restored and our relationships with Him restored, so that we can see Him face to face and dwell with Him forever. Those things should make us say to our God, how great Thou art.
From lofty mountain grand. sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
You can say amen to that today. Now I'd like to invite any of the young ones or those who are young at heart to find their way around the TV or computer screen, because I've got a little something for us this morning. A little story about a sheep named Cecil. And I might have given away the first page here. But I want to ask you about this fella here. What sort of animals do you think this man would have? Does he have rabbits? No, he doesn't have rabbits. Giraffes? Well, he might have giraffes, but they don't get a mention in this story. Sheep? Yes, he has sheep. 100 sheep, including Cecil. One day, Cecil was daydreaming. Boring, boring, boring. All I do is hang around with sheep, eat grass, wander down to the river for a bit of a drink, and eat more grass. Maybe I could run away and get a bike or join a band. Cecil looked right. Cecil looked left. He jumped over his rock and hid. From behind the rock, he snuck behind the tree. And from behind the tree, he ran over the hills to the mountains. Yes, the mountains. He reached the mountains and discovered they were high and steep. But Cecil was not deterred. He began climbing higher and higher. And it got steeper and steeper and steeper. He climbed and climbed until he couldn't climb up. And he couldn't climb down. Cecil was stuck. He sat on the edge of the ledge and started thinking, I could shout for help, but what will happen if the shepherd finds me? He might whack me with a big stick, crack, then grab me by the leg and drag me home, bump, 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 and then tie me to a tree without any dinner. Well, back home, the shepherd was counting his sheep. 1, Terry. 2, Kevin. 3, Bronwyn. 4, Lucinda. 96, Meredith. 97, the other Meredith. 98, Amir. 99, Amelie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 96, 97, 98, 99. Cecil is missing. The shepherd ran to the rock and found hoof prints leading behind the tree. He ran behind the tree and he found hoof prints leading over the hills to the mountains. Yes, the mountains. The mountains were high and steep. The shepherd climbed higher and higher, and it got steeper and steeper. When he thought he couldn't climb any further and wasn't sure if he could climb back down, he heard a noise. Baa! Cecil was saved. What did the shepherd do? Did he whack Cecil with his stick? Crack! No. Did he grab Cecil by the leg and drag him down the mountain? Bump, bump, bump. No. He was so glad that he'd found his lost sheep that he put Cecil on his shoulders and carried him home. When they got home, did the shepherd tie Cecil to a tree without any dinner? No. Instead, he threw a huge party and everyone stayed up way past their bedtime because Cecil, the lost sheep, had been found. And this is based on a story that Jesus told us. And you might recognize a little bit of yourself in Cecil the sheep, who thought he knew what was best and decided he wanted to go his own way. And we might recognize a bit of our great God in that shepherd. And I think sometimes we know that God made us and we should worship him for that. And we know that God rescued us by Jesus on the cross and we should worship him for that. But sometimes we feel a bit like, even though God saved us, maybe he's cross with us. Maybe when he came and find us, he's going to whack us with a big stick, or he's going to drag us along, bump, 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 by our legs. But Jesus tells us that that's not what God is like. That not only did he make us, not only did he save us when we wandered off on our own, but he loves us so much that he celebrates every time when someone who had been lost is found. I hope that that's something that's an encouragement not just to the little ones today, but to all of us. And we're going to have our last song now. We're going to sing about how God saved us on a place called Calvary with "Oh Praise the Name."
Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in sealed by heavy stone, Messiah.
Now we're going to close this time of worship in prayer, but this time I'm not going to do it, you are. So at home, by yourself, or with whoever is with you, let's just take some time to think and be thankful for all that God has given us, to reflect on what we can give thanks to God for today, to think of what our shepherd has done for us. And I'll see you in a minute or two for the sermon.